Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sitting here, I've been thinking about this since last night when a bunch of people sent me that insanely dramatic video of that Wilkinsburg man with two guns trying to kill a cop. I always trying to figure out why. Why did he do that? I'm sitting here looking at his picture. Looks like a kid. He's 38. Here's what's kind of weird to me. In case you haven't heard this, I started getting texts that this guy wanted to kill a cop. He had two guns. He went running at cops. He had every intention of killing a cop last night. Now listen to this clip by county police, and then I'll get into some of his background and what the hell might have gone on here. Listen.
The officer, while patrolling, encountered this male who was armed with a handgun. He was displaying the gun to the officer. He was saying a lot of things, taunting the officer. The officer exited the vehicle. This is all according to witnesses that were in the area. The male displayed the firearm, displayed the handgun. The officer gave him numerous verbal commands to drop the firearm. The male did not drop the gun. The officer engaged, fired at the male, and the male went down.
If you watched the video, it's hard to watch. I posted it on X. It's incredibly dramatic. It's the acting chief in Wilkinsburg as he maneuvers around his car trying to get shot to death. And then he opens the car door trying to grab his rifle. And then this suspect is shot and later dies. And there's a couple theories here, and I'm going to throw them at you. Let me throw this at you, though. If you think this guy's a hardened criminal that should be in jail right now, I kind of raise this issue. He has not been in jail, confined in jail, since 2014. Now, that tells me one of two things. Either A, he got his act together, or B, he didn't, but just didn't get caught. But he's dead this morning. And we're lucky, quite frankly, that a cop isn't dead. I mean, it was that bad. If you watch the video, it's insane. And he was begging them. He wanted to shoot a cop. And he didn't listen to one command. Now there's two theories here. Number one. And let me get through his prior arrest first, in case you're trying to figure out his background. Firearms charges, terroristic threats charges, receiving stolen property charges. He's no saint. Robbery with intention of inflicting serious bodily injury. Robbery of a motor vehicle. More firearms charges. More terroristic threats charges. Assault charges. Recklessly endangering another person charges. He has several pages of charges. I'm not suggesting he's a saint. But what I'm suggesting is the young man hasn't been in jail since 2014. That's a big, big, big gap from what we can find. And if you see his picture, he has this baby face. And there's one of two things that are being floated this morning as to what could have happened. Number one, that he was high as a kite, kind of out of his mind high, kind of delusional high, and didn't know what the hell he was doing, and had these two illegal firearms, which is a whole nother issue that plagues America, right? In many of these communities like Wilkinsburg. And for all intents and purposes, he wanted to kill that police officer, the acting chief in Wilkinsburg. And thank goodness he was not hurt. If you watch the video, it's amazing he wasn't shot. The other thing that's being floated out there, and I've kind of closely watched this my entire career, it's called suicide by cop. And what happens is, these are folks, I'm just trying to be real with you, these are folks that want to die in a blaze of glory every year. And it's an incident where they intentionally engage cops. Look, I've seen them run out of their house with a screwdriver pointed, a butter knife pointed, and cops don't know that. They think it's a gun. Suicide by cop. To describe an incident in which a suicidal individual intentionally engages in life-threatening and criminal behavior with a lethal weapon or what appears to be a lethal weapon. To provoke officers to shoot the suicidal individual in self-defense. Mm-mm-mm. They found several hundred of these cases a year. 150 to 200 cases of suicide by cop a year. I don't know what happened here. We haven't talked to someone who knows this young man, Jonathan Simmons, 38 years old, of Wilkinsburg. But there's several issues that concern me and should concern you. Number one, illegal firearms. Number two, the out of control, I want to kill a cop attitude that was heard at the scene by cops just trying to take cover and defend themselves. And number three, that he may have wanted cops to take him out. And what concerns me is several issues. The firearms, the drug issue, the danger issue that cops face on the streets every single day. And they never know who the hell wants to kill them. It's sad that this young man's dead. It's awful that he's dead. Awful. And maybe somehow at some point we'll try to understand, but he has not been in jail since 2014. Which makes me wonder why. Why he wanted to die last night. And thank goodness for the actions of police officers involved that saved that cop's life, the acting chief of Wilkinsburg. Jonathan Simmons is dead. We may never know why. We know how. We know that circumstance. This is the threat that cops face on the streets every single day of their lives. Awful.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.